Nathan Zagura joined by the man once again, the man known as Big Play Garrett, tight end Gary Barnidge. Gary, for the third straight week, it's a career high in catches for you. For the second straight week, you make one of the most ridiculous catches in the entire NFL. Two out of the last 3 weeks, you set a career high in receiving yards. Today, 8 catches, 139 yards, and the circus touchdown. What is going right on this offense? It answers probably everything. 456 yards passing, 505 yards of total offense.
We're clicking. We were clicking today, and that's a huge aspect. The receivers are running great routes. Josh is putting the ball in the perfect places. Our line's blocking. Our running backs are running hard. They're getting catches. Just the whole offense is doing great.
When you come into this game, I'm sure you knew this, the Ravens have given up 31 yards receiving to tight ends in 4 games total. Mosley and Smith considered to be the best coverage linebacker tandem, and you go hang 8 for a buck 39 on them. What is going on with you, man? What are you eating in the morning? I'm sure everybody wants to know.
Yeah, I heard that going in, but I don't really worry about that kind of stuff because you can't. You can't let how people are playing before they play you get in your head. You just got to go out and do what you usually do, and everything will work out. That's all you can worry about.
You've never gotten an opportunity like this before in your career. How gratifying is it that now you're finally getting the chance to be the man, and, well, you're being the man?
It feels good, but you got to keep it going. It's never satisfied. No matter what you do before, you got to keep going. You got to keep it going. It's tough when you have Pro Bowlers in front of you, but keep going.
Were we close to getting the touchdown celebration this time?
Well, it's tough because we didn't know if it was a touchdown yet.
So. I knew it was a touchdown.
Yeah, but I'm saying the referees didn't know, so you can't do that not knowing. There's always something's happened where we haven't been able to do it yet. It will come at some point.
Oh, it's definitely going to come. What went through your mind on that play? Did you know you caught it? I mean, did you think, I feel it in my leg, I'm just going to try to bring it in? What happened?
I did feel it on my leg, so I had clenched my leg to make sure it wouldn't fall out. And I was like, I got to get it to my hands. I got to get it to my hands so that way nobody can knock it out and it doesn't fall out. And so I was reaching down, got it, and I pulled it up.
The catch last week, the catch this week, those are the two kind of most crazy of your career. I know last year you had all the game-winning setup catches, but I mean, just in terms of crazy catches, were those the two craziest?
Pretty close. I might have had one or two early in my career or in college, but I don't really remember.
What was the mood like in the locker room after this game?
Amazing. Oh, people are so excited, and it could be a turning point for our season, and we're looking forward to next week.
Yeah, how important was this win for everybody in there and the psyche of this team?
It was huge. It was huge, and we just got to build off of it.
Gary, congratulations. Thanks for being with us, and keep it going. Big play, Gary. Maybe next week, who knows, could be 170 yards? I don't know. Every year, a career week for this man. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right.